What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
So this What You Need to Know also involves a dog, and it also made me laugh slash smile. Okay. Colorado police arrested a man on Saturday night who was allegedly driving while intoxicated and got lost. When approached by police, officers said the man tried to switch places with his dog, who was in the passenger seat. When police stopped the driver and approached the vehicle, the officer said they watched the driver try to switch places with, like I said, the dog. Police said the man got out of the passenger side of the vehicle and claimed he was not driving. The officer said the man showed clear signs of intoxication, and when they asked him about how much alcohol he consumed, he ran away. The man was apprehended less than 20 yards away, but no word on the dog.
Dog hasn't been apprehended yet?
Nope. He was driving, though. Dog was driving, not the guy. The dog was driving.
Think about that. Think about, I'm sure every person has had this thought in their mind. Like, what if I were to get pulled over? I got to switch with the passenger. I'm in trouble, but you need to take the blame. Right? Hasn't everybody thought about that at one time?
If he's not drinking, yeah. I mean, I don't drink and drive. I don't drink, period. So, yeah, I guess I get where you're going, Cap.
What I'm saying is you could go out and have a drink. You get pulled over by a cop. You get worried that you're going to get a DUI, even if you don't think you're drunk. And you're saying to the passenger, yo, man, you got to take this for me. Switch with me real quick. Hurry up.
No, hell no.
Of course not. But that's just what goes on in your mind. Think about this guy. Hey, I need you to switch with me, but you're a dog.
What if your passenger?
Dog, I need you to switch with me, dog.
Right. Yo, my dog, I need you to take the heat on this one, okay? I can't get arrested right now. You're the drunk driver. In fact, you're not even drunk. You're just a dog driver. And that's why you were swerving all over the place.
And you look over and it's just your Jack, your little Frenchie.
I mean, that is really funny. I mean, and sad and weird and dangerous.
If you're the cop and you walk up to that and you're like, what in the hell is going on here? Oh, I thought it was very funny. Like, the headline is, police say suspected drunk driver tried to switch places with dog.
Get over here, dog. Sit down. Get your seatbelt on.
And then he got out of the passenger side. Like, he was there all along.
Did he put the, at least, I hope he put the car in park at least at that point for the dog, you know?
Yeah, oh man, I just thought it was too funny. Too funny.
All of our YouTubers are getting a lot of Lindsay baseball today. Now that Sedano is like at home getting ready to go to Denver tonight, the camera is squarely focused in on Lindsay baseball on the YouTube channel, George.
Good.
That'll get a lot more people watching.
Should be more on the girls than on us.
I know. I mean, you and I are hot. I mean, make no mistake. We are hot. Okay. But people seem to enjoy Laura and Lindsay more on the YouTube show than they do on us. Even though we're hot. Even though Lindsay just put her computer in front of her face.
I just can't stop laughing about the dog driving the car.
All right, that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Did
All right, Cappy.
Did he have a seatbelt on?
He did not have a seatbelt on, that's right.
He got a ticket for that.
That's right.
No. Cappy.
Yes, sir.
So, as we look at these two series, the West series, which we spent a lot of time on, obviously, today, and then the East series, which we spent very little time on today, and we barely even kind of scratched the surface on Doc Rivers' continued disappointment in the postseason. But do you know that it's LeBron's 12th conference finals in his career? There's only two guys in the history of the sport that have been to more conference finals than him.
Who are those two guys? Should I take a guess? Like maybe like Kareem? Did Kareem go to more?
Kareem did go to more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
You want to guess the other one?
Not a bad start. It's got to be an old timer, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's got to be like an old Celtic kind of a guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're hot.
Am I close? Yeah.
You're warm. You're hot.
Hot. Like a Bill Russell type?
Yeah. Oh, there you go, Cappy.
For real?
Yeah.
Really? On the sheet.
Is it really? No, wait. Is it really?
Where
is
it? It's on the sheet.
Where is it at?
She gave it up. She gave up the yams.
Where
for
is
you.
It? Where on the sheet is it?
Yeah. Down at 6:15.
Oh, okay. I'm up at 4:45, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
That's a pretty good guess.
I didn't know that she put that in there, so I was actually, for a second, actually impressed that you knew that.
No. Be impressed. Continue to be impressed.
Like, no, wait. Be impressed.
I didn't know. I did not know that. I just kind of guessed. I just kind of put two and two together there.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So those two are the only guys that have been to more. It's just pretty wild when you think about it. And man, I'm just curious, after watching that performance, the 39-9 that he had in game 6, Like, how many of those does he got, right? I mean, we started the show talking about how the reason I was urging the Lakers to make these kind of moves to build a real team around him is because you don't know how many of those he's got left, especially on busted wheels.
Well, so, you know, George, this is a great opportunity then for me to kind of tell you how I feel about where LeBron is at this exact moment. Because as I've said to you many times, LeBron is a future Hall of Famer. As a current Western Pennsylvania Jewish sports Hall of Famer myself, Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer, I think I've got a read on the situation here.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If you were LeBron, I know a lot of times we like to do a little role playing around here.
Yeah.
If I said to you at the beginning of this season, you're LeBron, mm-hmm. try and take yourself back to the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Hey, LeBron.
Yeah.
What do you think, based on this roster that you're about to start the season with, but what do you think about the team and the championship opportunities you'll have this year? What would you have said beginning of the season?
Well, we have no lasers. I don't know if you know that.
Good line.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge this season. It's going to be a challenge unlike any season I've probably been involved in.
Okay. So that doesn't sound like you're very bullish on the season, LeBron.
Yeah. I just think it's a big challenge. Yeah.
Okay. Now, George,
are you just a reporter, or are you like, who are you role playing as?
Yeah, I'm just a regular old reporter guy.
You're okay. Like the whole media room, right. And I'm just LeBron.
You're LeBron. Okay. Now, George, yeah. Take yourself.
No, I'm LeBron.
Right. You're, but oh. I want you to come back to George for a second.
Oh, back to George. Okay.
Now we get to the trade deadline.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Russ is gone, and all these new bodies come in, but LeBron really hasn't had a chance to play with these guys quite yet. Okay. Now back to LeBron. You're LeBron again. Mm-hmm. Hey, LeBron, you got what you wanted, which was to trade Russ, and you got a whole bunch of new guys. But at this time, we don't know what's going to happen between now and the end of the season. What do you think about your championship possibilities now, LeBron?
Well, I didn't trade Russ, so let's start with that. Let's make sure we get that straight. I think we just need to be patient. You know, the man above is going to do what he's going to do. I feel like if we ever had an opportunity to upgrade our roster to put some more balance around myself and AD, I feel like we can make a run. I feel like we can make a push throughout the regular season heading into the postseason. I think Rob in the front office did that. They did that. It's up to me and AD to come through on the moves that they made and also just stay healthy, right? When we're not healthy as we'd like to be at the moment, but we still have played good basketball here after the break. And I think we can do that. We do more of that and put us in position to play in a play-in game and maybe a couple of playoff series.
You are being way too LeBron right now, George. Okay, now, you ready?
I mean, you wanted me to be LeBron.
I know, but cool it a little bit here. I mean, come on, relax a little. Listen, now, here's where we're at.
Wait a second. Do you want me to be LeBron or not be LeBron?
I do. Let me give you, I'm going to fast forward again. Now LeBron has been injured, okay? Yeah. And D'Angelo Russell's been injured. And Anthony Davis is carrying this team towards the end, and we're waiting for LeBron to get back.
Yeah, am I George again?
You are, but hold on. You're about to go back to being LeBron.
Oh, okay.
Now, remember the day the Lakers are playing the Bulls in L.A., the day that LeBron comes back from injury, which was pretty unexpected, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Okay. At that point, why does LeBron, I'm asking LeBron, LeBron, why are you rushing back? What is it that you see that has you rushing back from this injury that requires you to get the LeBron James of foot doctors to get you healthy? What is it you see, LeBron?
Well, I feel like we've got a good roster around us. You know, you got guys who are some lasers like D'Lo and Bees, you know, and you know, we've got guys like Vando, who, you know, he's a Swiss Army knife on defense. You know, Austin's playing great. He's one of the, you know, smartest players we got on the roster. And I feel like we got a good team, right?
Do you feel like now the Lakers are a championship caliber contender as you're coming back from injury and there's about 8 games remaining in the regular season? Do you feel very differently today about a championship possibility than you did pre-trade deadline and you did at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I think I told you that in my last answer if you were listening.
I guess I wasn't. Okay, here's the point.
Yeah.
Think about where we've come. Beginning of the season, Russ is on this team. Honestly, most people don't think the Lakers are going to be very good, and they
weren't. Am I back to being George or LeBron again?
Yeah, come back to me for a second here. I need you.
Okay. I mean, you know, you got to tell me these things.
Beginning of the season, no one thinks they're going to be any good.
Yeah.
Trade deadline, got rid of Russ. That's the good part. We don't know what's going to happen thereafter.
Yeah.
LeBron comes back from injury. Why does he come back so quickly? Because he's analyzing the West, and he's realizing that with a healthy AD, with LeBron back on the floor, with a healthy D'Lo, with the addition of Reeves, and with all these moves that they've made, Rui, etc., LeBron actually starts to believe we can make a run. Would you buy that?
Sure.
Okay, right. So now let's get to today.
Yeah.
Now it's May 15th. LeBron is sitting in his hotel room in somewhere in Denver. Okay.
Yeah.
And if LeBron is looking
on the same floor as Trudell, as he told us.
Okay. And if LeBron is looking in the mirror, here's what LeBron's got to be thinking to himself right now.
Okay. Am I still George?
You can be George again.
Oh, okay.
There are 14 games remaining. There are 14 games that I have to play to win a championship.
Well, up to 14. Right.
Right. But if both series were to go the distance, I got to mentally and physically prepare myself, my mind and my body, for 14, 100 miles an hour, balls to the walls. I have got to give everything I've got right now. And here's why.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of the year, I didn't think we were a championship team. And at the trade deadline, I was hopeful. And with 8 games to go, I could see a path. And we've made it to the Western Conference Finals. So this could be it for me if I'm realistic. So with 14 games to go, I got to give it every last thing I got in the tank. Because it's reality now, George. We're in the Western Conference Finals when no one thought the Lakers would be. If you're LeBron James, whatever you got left.
Yeah.
This is where you leave it out there.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And by the way, I myself and Kendrick Perkins, that we started the show, you know, the apology tour, we did think they would be there, especially this, because there was a path. Kendrick Perkins, to be honest, way before I did, said there was a path. But yeah, I'm with you.
You know, you mentioned this.
I feel you.
Thank you. You mentioned this apology tour.
That was good, Cappy.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to get into LeBron's head right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get into his head. Because honestly, like, you could be tired right now. You're 38 years old and you've had to go through the play-in. You've had to go through back-to-back series. It's been emotional. It's been physically straining.
Yeah.
But right now, it's just 14 games that stands between you and a championship. And when nobody thought you'd be here right now, now's when you give it that next level. Now's when you take it to championship caliber heart. And that's what you're all about.
We're about to find out for sure. All right, Cappy. Coming up next, there's a couple things. Let's do the East a little bit. Let's finally get to this Doc thing. And I want to talk about Ja Morant for a second, if we have some time before the end of the hour.
Yeah, I'd like to also.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to all that stuff coming up. I know that you, your daughter went to prom with Nick the Stick. We'll hear about that as well. All that coming up in just a moment. Stick around. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, good song, man. This is when Mariah could really belt out those songs.
Can you hit these high notes?
Hell no.
Hell to the nah.
She can't either anymore. Don't worry about
it. Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. That's why I said when she could.
Really?
The video I showed you, Cappy?
Yeah, she blew out her voice, huh?
Yeah, bad.
I know. I've done it a few times. I've blown out my voice when I was singing Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi. You know, I tried to hit a couple of those notes, and I blew out my voice a couple times.
Vision of love.
No, I can't hit that
not
one.
Not bad.
Holy moly.
Not bad.
That, I mean, that level of Mariah, I mean, that was a different level.
She hit notes that weren't even on the scale.
Right.
That was a different level of Mariah, huh?
I mean, you heard, look, Laura's not wrong. Like, well, she can't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember she did like a New Year's Eve one time a couple years ago. And it was a disaster.
I shouldn't
oh,
laugh.
Oh, my God.
But
it was rough. Yeah, it was rough.
I was at Lovers and Friends in Vegas, and I showed Cappy that video, and we were like, yeah. Whoa.
Hey, at least she tried.
I mean, I was going to
say
did.
That.
She
There's
tried.
No failure.
She tried.
Okay?
You know?
Well, that's
just
yeah, that's right. There's no failure anymore.
Yeah. It's just a...
Right. Even when your voice is not what it used to be and you can't hit yeah. those notes, that's not failure. There's yeah. a process to hitting high notes.
Christina
process
Aguilera can still
success.
Do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny
well,
you say
Christina
that whole
Aguilera,
thing,
yeah.
but it's just funny you say that about like there's no failure because yeah. you know one thing. I know I criticized Giannis after he said that.
Yeah,
but
and Joel Embiid too said something similar.
But here's the thing, and Joel yeah. Embiid, I couldn't really tell. Was he kind of like jerking everybody's chain or was he being serious?
I mean, he was smiling, yeah. so I don't know how serious he was.
Right,
you know what I mean? And he's also kind of a troll, so I don't know how serious he was being either. So.
But I would just say this. Let's just say hypothetical. If the Lakers do not advance to the finals. I think they will, but if they didn't, and somebody said to LeBron, was this season a failure? Honestly, if he said no, I couldn't really argue with him. Because to be in the 12 spot or the 13 spot and have everybody hurt as the season went on and revamp the roster and to get this far, that's a pretty big success.
Yeah.
Considering where they came from. On the flip side, where Milwaukee was, they were in first place. They were the number mm-hmm. one seed. They lost to an 8 seed. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I could see it where the Lakers, it would not be a failure.
Right.
It just wouldn't be a championship.
Correct. But when you're the Lakers, you expect everything to be a championship.
In which case, they might look at it as a failure.
Correct. So you don't know. The Joel Embiid stuff I thought was fascinating was less about that and more about the snippet that was taken out of his press conference. About where, you know, basically the video was cut to where it was like, he said, me and James, we can't win alone. That's why basketball is played 5-on-5. We need everybody to find ways to be better. And it sucks that that happened. And I'm just going to call him out. CBS Sports' Twitter really did a hatchet job on him. Like, you could even see, like, the edits. It was so bad that everybody on Twitter immediately, like, started posting the entire clip or, like, the quotes. It, you know, the full quote where I felt bad for Joel in that moment where I'm sure his teammates heard the whole thing, but maybe they didn't. Maybe they were sitting there at their phones and like, whoa, what is this crap? You know what I mean? He's blaming us. And you have to then go see the full quote where he's not blaming them. Like he blamed himself to start the whole thing. And that was like one little piece of like a 3-paragraph answer.
Right. But he did say, because you just quoted him, he did say, quote, me and James, we can't win alone. And I know when people saw that quote or they heard that quote, they were like, damn, wow, he just threw the other 3 starters and this whole bench underneath the bus. Wow.
Right, except the sentence before that says, I got to be better and I will be better, and that's what I'm focused on. And
yeah.
then he started to say, all of us, we got to come back and find ways to keep improving, blah, 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 blah.
Right, but if you are in media... And I will tell everybody, I mean, sensationalism is alive and well, journalism, eh. But if you're a sensationalist, you hear that quote, me and James, we can't win alone. You're like, that's the quote right
nah,
there.
You know what? CBS Sports Twitter, do better.
Yeah. If it was ESPN, of course, we'd be saying how awesome it is. But because it's CBS Sports.
No, I would be critical of that as well. I don't always agree with everything they post on their social media either.
All right. Well, listen, I saw that quote and I was like, whoa, I'm the primary audience, George, of exactly what you're saying. I didn't hear what he said before. Didn't really hear too much of what he said after. All I heard was me and James can't do it all by ourselves.
Yeah, I didn't like that they did a hatchet job on him. But I will say this. He has to be better. James has to be better, though. James did win 2 games in that series for them. And I don't know if he's the same player he used to be either. There's that part of the equation. But Doc Rivers is now 17-33, Cappy, when he has in elimination games, in a series where he has the lead and plays in an elimination game. Like, that's crazy town when you think about a guy who has been around that long to be a 33% win percentage guy in that scenario.
Can you just go through that again? You said he's 17-33. Just go back to where you
in eliminate in series where he's got a lead, like a 3-game where he's won 3 games, at least 3 games in the series and has a lead. So at least 3-1, 3-0, 3-2, any of those. Now, not 3-0 because nobody's come back from that. But 3-1, 3-2, he's been in that scenario What's 17 and 33? 50 times?
He's been in a scenario 50 times where he's had a 3-1 or a 3-0.
Or no, not 3-0, because 3-0, nobody's lost 3-0.
Okay, 3-0.
Well, he might have been. Well, it could be 3-0 because he has wins in there, too. Right, where he's won 3 games in a series, either 3-0, 3-1, or 3-2, and he's lost that series 33 out of 50 times.
A closeout game situation.
Yeah.
All right, listen, don't get crazy and get upset with me, you two. I'm finding this number to be a little confusing, this 17 and 33 versus the closeouts. But I think what you're getting at is, though, is that he ain't very good in the postseason.
Correct.
Okay.
Just wanted to... has the most Game 7 losses.
Yeah, what is the number on that? Is it 7?
I think it's 6-10.
He's 6-10 in Game 7s?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, if I was thinking about this with Doc Rivers the other day, I'm like, listen, he's been a head coach in the NBA for how long would you say, George? 10, 12, 15 years? I mean,
longer than that.
I mean, let's see. He's been in Philly now.
Like 20.
Okay, he's been in Philly, what, 3-4 years since he left the Clippers?
Yeah, Doc Rivers started, I believe his first coaching job was in Orlando in like 2000 or something like that.
All right, this is a guy who's been an NBA coach for 20 years. This is a guy who's making, I don't know, a lot of money every year as an NBA head coach. And he has one championship as a head coach?
He has one. One in Boston in 2008 against the Lakers.
Since 99 in Orlando. That was his first coaching.
I mean, you've been a head coach for that long. Is it consecutive? Has he been a head coach for 24 straight years?
I think he had a couple of years where he did TV, but outside of that, that's it. But it was like a year or two, not much more than that.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, when you've been so successful as a player and as a coach and you've made a ton of money and you've coached multiple organizations and, most importantly, you've already got a ring, like, how much longer do you want to do this? How much longer do you want to grind like this? And what is it you're pursuing? I mean, I understand a championship, but at what point are you like, dude, I've made a ton of money. I've had a great run. I've won. Something's not right here in the postseason for me. You know what? I kind of think I'm good. Because, man, that's a long time Doc Rivers has been at that.
Yeah, it is a long time.
And his postseason record, it kind of reminds me like, just guys who always seem to get hurt in the postseason.
Here it is.
You know?
Yeah. Doc Rivers... 16-33 when he can close out. For context, this is the actual stat that we had on ESPN Stats and Info. Greg Popovich is 33-14 when his teams have a closeout opportunity. Eric Spoelstra is 21-11.
And Doc is, you said 17-33. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I got to say, talking about the East, you know, Philly getting knocked out yesterday and Jason Tatum putting up this insane performance, 51 points and shot after shot, 3-point bombs, you know, just raining down over Joel Embiid. Now that we get to the Eastern Conference Finals, George, the Miami side of it, should the Lakers make it to the championship?
They're huge underdogs.
Miami.
Celtics are -430 to win the series.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's monster underdog.
Dude, I put my money on Miami because Miami is all grit and all toughness and no quit. But here's the thing. If the Lakers make it to the finals and they face Miami, the automatic story, of course, is LeBron played for Spoelstra, Pat Riley running that team for all these years, his history with the Lakers, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It is juicy from the beginning.
Yeah.
If the Celtics make it, and of course,
oh, that's
Lakers
an
make,
obvious one.
Then
yeah.
That one is all history, you know. But either way, whoever comes out of the East, assuming the Lakers come out of the West, it's gravy because both of those series are delicious. You hear that, George? That's good use of the word delicious.
It's like when Laura's boo smelled delicious.
Right. There are certain times where you use it. That's one of them. Just want to throw that to you. Just want you to know that. Whether it's Miami or Boston, assuming it's the Lakers, delish. If it's the Nuggets, I'm done with basketball season.
Yeah. So I mentioned that the Celtics are -430 favorites at Caesars to beat the Heat. That's the second longest series odds that Eric Spoelstra has had under his tenure with the Heat. It's the fourth time the Heat have at least been +300 series underdogs under Eric in his tenure. They've won 2 of 3 in that scenario. The only one they've lost was 2018 against the Sixers. They were -400, the Sixers. And, I mean, that was like old Dwayne Wade getting traded back from Cleveland. Like, that was like against Joel Embiid and that team. So that it wasn't a fair fight, per se. The other two against the Bucks. This year, the Bucks were minus 750 mm-hmm. to win that series.
Right. 1 versus 8.
Yeah. Minus 750.
Yeah. I would take the Heat.
Listen, I think that the coaching look, Boston is the better team. It's not even close, in my opinion, from a roster standpoint. But the coaching disparity is this big. It is like the Grand Canyon, in my estimation. Okay. So I actually think the Heat are going to be in a real series with them just based on coaching. You mentioned grit. And just they match up well against them. Jimmy Butler's played well against them. Their role players have played well against them. And here's this. I know Eric Spoelstra said that Tyler Hero today can't even dribble yet and can't shoot yet. I'd be willing to bet Tyler Hero makes an appearance in this series.
Hmm. Well, again, I remember when he got hurt early in the postseason, and I could not find it. I watched it 100 times. How did he get hurt? How did he break this bone in his hand? And how long ago was that, you think? Was that four weeks ago?
Game one of the Bucks series.
Yeah. So it could be four weeks ago or so.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe he could come back and contribute.
Oh, I'm willing to bet on it.
Okay. I don't really want to bet you on this. Do you want to find somebody else that wants to take your action?
No. I'm not saying you, like, for somebody. Specifically. You don't like betting because you just have a rough history.
Right.
Against
me. I know. If anybody wants to take George's action, he's looking to put down about 10 dimes on a Tyler Hero plan.
No, not really that. But,
I mean, five dimes?
No. Maybe five actual dimes.
Okay.
Like, as in the coins.
Okay. Not like the wise guys talking five dimes.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Or the old offshore website, fivedimes.com.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. So. I think that one's going to be a bloodbath. Like, I think that one is going to be
good.
One of the... Yeah.
Good. Hey, listen. Hopefully, the Celtics and the Heat beat the you-know-what out of each other.
And it gives... this is what... Remember we talked about this? The Lakers' path. Memphis, they're better than them. They've had their fair share of success against Golden State. They only have to face either Denver or Phoenix once, like one of them, in the conference finals. And the East, for as much of a bloodbath as it's going to be, they only have to face the winner of said bloodbath. So that means those teams will have gone through way like more physical series and tougher series than anyone in the West. And that gives the Lakers a good chance to win a championship.
And if you play Miami, who was an 8 seed coming in...
And is not as good a team as they were even last year.
Right, and you're not having to play a Milwaukee or a Boston, hypothetically.
That gives you an even better chance.
Right. You take out Milwaukee, Boston, and Philly, okay, and you have a chance to play Miami. I mean, that's like an NCAA tournament where a 1 gets knocked off by a 16, and all you got to do is beat the 16 to get to the Final Four.
Right.
Miami, or even just get to the Sweet 16. Miami is a monster. If Miami makes it to the finals, obviously it's a huge upset. By the way, if the Lakers and the Heat both make it, a 7 versus an 8?
Yeah, never seen that before.
Right.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, Lindsay, you take it away.
Thanks, Sedano.
Sedano.
All right, so before I get to Big Deal or No Deal, I want to bring up this tweet to you guys because it's trending right now. Here's the tweet. No cheating. Your last saved celebrity photo GIF is your therapist. Who is it? Let's go.
Your last? Say again.
On your phone. Yeah. Your last saved celebrity photo / GIF.
Oh, I don't have it. I don't really have it.
You have to have someone.
I delete a bunch of those immediately.
What's the most recent celebrity one you have GIF. Saved? Or photo. Just look on your phone. Look at your recents.
Yeah.
Who is the last celebrity that you have a photo of in your phone? I bet you can't guess who mine is.
No. Okay, go.
LeBron?
It's LeBron. You're right.
Oh. Yeah. Didn't take much to guess that.
Besides LeBron, there's no way you would ever guess the other one.
So wait, these are celebrity gifts that are in your phone? These are not pictures that you took? These are just pictures that you saved?
Any picture that you have of a celebrity, like a photo or a gif in your phone that you have saved. Just look at your recents.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't have a lot, Lindsay. I got to be honest. I'm scrolling way back.
I'm not asking for a lot. Too. I'm asking for the most recent
I'm still in May, and I haven't found any.
Yeah, same.
You say recents.
Yeah, look in your recents.
Now I'm in February, still haven't seen any.
Where do I find recents on my phone?
Wait, so if I like shared somebody's thing on Insta, it saves on my phone for whatever reason?
Okay, yeah, that works.
Naomi Osaka. That's what I have.
I got nothing. I got no celebrities.
But I like went back.
You know who my other one is, my next most recent one? is Phil Jackson.
Wait a second.
That's funny.
I'm wrong.
Oh, we're used to that.
You know you're taking screenshots, Kathy.
Okay, here it is. This is last Tuesday.
Okay.
So that would have been May 9th. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. May 9th. Here's a picture of me, Chris Morales, and Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn's a picture of a picture.
Okay, that works.
So it was Keyshawn's picture hanging on the wall. And okay. me and Morales. That doesn't count.
Okay.
Come on, George. You don't have any good celebrity pictures?
I don't.
You don't have a picture of you and Bad Bunny at a Laker game?
I'm still scrolling, dude.
I mean, you don't even have you didn't take a screenshot of someone and send it to be like, hey, guys.
No.
Oh, here's a picture of me and Clinton Yates.
There you go. There's a celebrity.
That's a celebrity.
Here's a picture of me and Jacob and Ronnie. Here's Momo.
I have a lot.
Ooh,
like
Selena. I went back.
I have a lot. Anyway.
I'm Selena.
While you guys scroll.
A picture of me and Mike Trudell.
He's a celeb. Mm-hmm, he's everyone's celeb. Favorite sideline reporter.
There you go. April 5th.
Not everybody's.
Cappy's
second favorite.
Yeah. He's moving up the list.
All right.
Yeah. All right. What's next? Go ahead.
All right. So Martha Stewart is a woman of many talents. And
I saw this.
She can add Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model to the list. The 81-year-old is one of the cover stars on the iconic magazine's 2023 issue. She steals the title of the oldest pose for the publication from Mae Musk, who appeared on the 2022 cover at 74. Martha said, quote, usually I'm motivated by pay, but this time I was motivated by showing people that a woman my age could still look good, feel good, and be good. Is 81-year-old Martha Stewart becoming an SI swimsuit cover model a big deal or no deal? Cappy, you go first.
I'm going to say it's a big deal. So the politically correct thing to say is this is so wonderful. We're celebrating her body. She's a mature, sophisticated woman. And by the way, people did say that. Remember when Gary Player, the golfer, was like, I don't know, in his 80s, and he was in the swimsuit edition, and people were like, damn, that guy's still yoked.
Wait, they put guys in that?
Yeah, they do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Me personally, I'm not attracted to Martha, you know?
I think she looks good.
I'm not really into it. I haven't seen the pictures. Have you seen? Let me see.
I did. They're all over the internet.
Google it.
Yeah.
Take a look at them.
She looks pretty good.
Yeah, let me take a look at them.
She doesn't look 81, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, they can, you know.
But still...
Hey, listen, I applaud the woman. Don't get me wrong.
But you're not attracted to her. Okay,
well, I'm not,
blanket.
But let me take a look. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong here. Oh, my. Wow.
Nice. She looks wonderful.
I didn't know. Whoa. Martha.
Kathy's live on air reaction to Martha. Whoa.
I mean, look at the hair. Wow. Look at. Oh, my God. She's 81?
Are you being serious,
I'm dead serious. I swear to God. First of all, this is a very, very sexy picture of a woman who doesn't look anywhere near 81.
Mm-hmm. She looks great.
So do you want to take back your comment now, Cap?
Yeah, I'm attracted to her now.
See?
Sugar mama status.
Oh, dude.
She looks freaking good. Okay?
I would be her boy toy all day long.
Dude, I told you she looked great.
Yeah, she looks great.
Good for her.
Hey.
Go, girl.
Way to go, mama.
She looks hot. All right. So this is a big deal.
Did you
deal,
just drop
deal?
A mama?
Yeah, like she's 81.
That's like a Mario Lopez as AC Slater mama.
Really?
Yeah.
he called Jesse Spano mama.
I mean, I don't know if it's makeup. I don't know if it's like Botox. I don't know what it is, but I mean.
It's pretty on brand with what she's got going on, on her Instagram and everything. She definitely keeps up her appearances very well, you know? Which, when you have that much money, I'd do the same thing. Hell yeah.
You think she and Snoop ever...
No.
You don't think so?
No, because Snoop seems like a good family man.
Nah, Snoop. Oh, yeah, he is a family man, but if otherwise...
Dude!
What, dude?
Have you guys seen... Lindsay probably has, because
yes,
she watches
I
all
watched
the
it yesterday. Yes,
I finished
yesterday.
Watching the
Tupac.
Tupac
Dear Mama?
And yeah,
so
and the,
good.
The Dear Mama, about his mom, mostly. It's, I mean, it's about him, obviously, too, but wow.
So yeah. Good.
Out of control. Yeah. All 5 episodes were excellent.
I finished it yesterday. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I finished it this weekend.
Snoop and Dr. Dre in there.
Cappy, yeah. I feel like it. You would want to get to I just know your attention span. The first couple episodes are a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of history that they're going through.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to start at 3 or 4 episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Where they start
three.
Getting into Tupac being Tupac.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know if you have the attention span beyond that.
What platform is this
stuff.
On, George?
Hulu.
Hulu.
I will say, though,
I got a problem. You know, I had a Hulu account. I was using somebody else's Hulu account.
I'll share mine with you.
And then you know what happened? I called them and I'm like, hey, I'm using your Hulu account and there's commercials. You guys can't upgrade to the commercial free?
Cappy.
And then they took it back.
They changed their password.
You get it for free.
Oh, you get Hulu for free?
Yes. You work here.
Oh.
Well, no, ESPN because you get your tickets. So.
No.
You either get the tickets or you get the...
No, guys. Now it's both. Now it's both.
Oh,
really?
To me.
Yeah, it's new.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got to get that.
They sent us an email about it. This is like so behind the scenes.
You know I don't have an ESPN email. You know that.
Yes, we'll continue this conversation.
Yeah, let's do it after.
I mean, why am I paying for Hulu stuff?
Yeah, same.
I stopped too, but yeah, I'll tell you guys after.
All right.
So speaking of TV, the NFL and the NBC announced today that NBC will broadcast a playoff game this season on Wild Card Saturday exclusively on its streaming service, Peacock.
Peacock!
It will be the first time a playoff game doesn't appear on a TV network. NBC will air the game on cable networks for the two markets of the teams playing.
Is this
going to
be like some, like, this is going to be like the Titans versus the Jaguars?
Well, that's what I was just thinking. Exactly game. That. Like, I hope it's such a bad game that nobody was going to watch it anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be that one. They're not putting like Patrick Mahomes on Peacock.
Right. Can you imagine Kansas City, Cincinnati somehow meet in the early rounds of the postseason?
Yeah,
and
no
like,
chance.
Yeah, it's on Peacock.
No chance.
And the
chance
whole world
that's
is
happening.
Like, how the hell do I get that?
Yeah, there's no details on how they're choosing such game, but you guys are probably right. But for fans who do not live in the cities of the two competing teams, they'll only be able to watch the game on the streaming service. However, as like I guess a test or to preface this, they're going to have a regular season game that airs only on Peacock earlier in the season. So is this a big deal or no deal?
It's a big deal. I don't think there's any question it's a big deal, yeah.
Let me ask you guys this question. If I was able to figure out how to use Amazon Prime for football games, do you give me a shot at figuring out how to use Peacock for football games?
Yes, because Peacock makes it extremely easy because all you do is literally open the app and it's plastered everywhere. Same with like with the NBA on TNT, which is also on, what is it? Like if you have like Sling or whatever, or let's say the games are on ESPN, it's plastered everywhere. Like there's no mistake. Yeah. You cannot miss it.
Mm. All right. I mean, I will say that when you use the ESPN app and like you click on, there's a little icon down at the bottom that says watch, and like everything that's on ESPN, like you just click it and you watch it right there. Yeah. That makes it really easy for dummies like me.
Well, that's the same way as like if you're watching it on your smart TV. It's the first thing that pops up. You can't miss it. It's right there.
Okay.
All right.
We got one more. Or are we done?
Yes, I've got one more.
Because I have a dealer's choice today.
Okay.
All right. I look forward to that.
Do this last one quickly.
It involves you, Cappy.
Okay. Because I also have a dealer's choice.
Oh, okay. Okay. It involves you tangentially.
Okay. My dealer's choice is something that I need your advice on.
Okay.
All right. Well, real quick, I'm going to get to this one since we didn't get to it during the show.
Yeah.
Fat Joe, the rapper, he thinks that Ja Morant is purposely attempting to get kicked out of the NBA because of his latest controversy involving a firearm. Obviously, we all know that, like, over the weekend, Ja Morant was seen, you know, flashing a gun, whatever, on Instagram Live.
Oh, you know, nothing major.
After he just did this a couple months ago and got suspended. And
no, I mean, at this point, it's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, come on.
Right.
Are we serious with this?
Right. So,
if you're his friend, I know you tried to hide the gun in the video. Why are you going on Instagram Live anyway if you know he's got a gun?
Right. What is with you guys in this Instagram Live?
I mean, well, that, like
everything
see,
you guys
that
do
part,
has to be Instagram lived.
That part is different. You and I did not grow up with the internet. Like, and children, you know, they're children. Like, people of a certain age have grown up around the internet that they document everything they do. I don't have time for that crap.
But wait a second. We're hanging out in the car. We're all being cool. I got my GAT, and you are Instagram living. Like, this is. When I'm holding this, you don't Instagram live.
Wait,
do you feel me?
The thing should be, that's not how the frame of thought or what the train of thought should be. It should be, hey, we're hanging out in the car. I'm on Instagram live. I have a gun and I'm going to wave it around. Like, why are you doing that part of it? Especially like George just said, these younger people, this generation, they do everything on social media. Why do you have to have a gun like flashing around at all times? Like, I don't get that part of it. That's what I don't understand.
Somebody said to me this weekend, he didn't fight his way out of the hood. He's fighting his way into the hood. And I'm like,
he's not from the hood.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point is that this is a guy who grew up, from what I gather, what I would call a privileged childhood. I don't mean like he was ultra wealthy and flying on private planes. I'm just saying mom and dad, good schools, You know, and granted, here's a guy who wasn't highly recruited out of high school. He didn't go to Duke or North Carolina. I'm like, what is he doing? And why is it that when he got in trouble earlier in the year, everybody said, you got to change who you're hanging out with. You got to be more aware. And he promised everybody he would, and he isn't.
Right.
He's in huge trouble.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's going to get suspended at least a quarter of the season. At least.
I was thinking like half.
I mean, we'll see. All right, that is Big Deal or No Deal. Dealer's Choice coming up. Cappy and I have one each. So make sure you stay tuned for that. All right, one more segment to go. 710 ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Ba, 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 bee, bum. Dee, dee, yeah. Doo, doo, yeah. Doo. Ba, bee, bee, boom.
Yeah.
So, Cappy.
Talk to me.
Here's my dealer's choice. So, remember I got young Julia Kaplan that Lomi she wanted, right?
George, we're composting as we speak, George.
Excellent. Excellent. So, I got this email today. And I was like, and it says, thank you for your order. And I'm like, oh, this must be some sort of like ridiculous duplicate email that I got from when I ordered the Lomi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
So apparently Julia has ordered more of the stuff you put in the Lomi, the packets and all the stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And it got billed, and it's gotten billed to me.
How? How would that possibly be?
That's hilarious.
Because I guess she just automatically went to whatever it was, and it has her shipping address, but my billing information.
That's funny.
Okay, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
so all of a sudden, and then I was like, wait, maybe. But then I realized that card was compromised. So I'm like, is it going to get rejected, or is it going to go to the new number? And it did go to the new number because I just looked at the transaction. It did go through 13 minutes ago.
But I wonder, the Lomi comes to the house.
So I could just call. Listen, this is another gift for me to Julia.
Mm.
What I will do is I will call the Lomi folks and just be like, hey, just letting you know.
I bought
the Lomi as a gift for somebody.
But how would she have possibly ordered stuff and it got to the same account? That's my question.
Because when they ordered it, it usually, like a credit card stays there.
Yeah,
right. So when she just logged in and whatever to her Lomi.
Right, to order new stuff.
It's already in there.
It's a subscription service.
To get
all the stuff you need to put in the Lomi to make the composting.
Oh my God, I got to ask her about that.
No, and it may have triggered automatically, to be honest with you. It may not have even been something she did.
Yeah, I could see it where she's like, no, I didn't do that. But when you bought it, like the subscription was, hey, you're going to need more stuff later on.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll charge you later on. We'll just charge this card.
Yeah.
Well, this Uncle George is quite generous, isn't he?
Right. Yeah. So I got you on this round. But but what we're going to do is really I'm going to call, because immediately in the email it says, have questions? Call this number. So I'm going to call that number probably in a couple days because I don't got time to do this right now. And I'll just let them know, hey, we're good on this one. You know, you're going to need to email Julia to get, you know, I'll have to get you updated contact information on this account. So,
well, that's actually kind of cool that you tell me this, George, because I actually wanted to run something by you. Speaking of children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw that your daughter, Aria, had an event earlier today. Is that right? She had like some kind of a play at school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes you so proud, doesn't it? You know?
Yeah.
Right. So on Saturday night, my daughter, 16 years old, junior in high school, she had her prom, the school's prom. Now, George, I show up at the house where the kids are all going to take pre-prom pictures, right? Mm-hmm. There are seven girls. Of the seven, one has a date. The other six do not have a date.
So your daughter's the only one with a date.
My daughter brought Nick the Stick
right
to her prom with her six girlfriends. This situation has gotten a little strange for me.
Why is that?
Well,
why?
Because you got Nick the Stick and you got Julia and you got six girls.
Right.
So Nick the Stick was the only guy there getting his tux on. The girls gave him a facial. You know, I mean, they're experimenting on this kid. Poor guy. Mm-hmm. But I said to Nick the Stick, I said, Nick, you are the man. Any guy who's 16 or 17 years old who goes to a prom with seven girls and you're the only guy, you're the man. And I don't even know that Nick the Stick knows that he's the man.
He's not.
Right.
He's not the man.
No.
Not the man.
No.
Why? What? Good?
Sorry to break your bubble, Kathy.
Okay, tell me.
So when I went to prom, I didn't take a date. Okay. I got asked, and I was like, yeah, no, I want to be single. Because when you don't take a date, you're not obligated to stay with that date. Like, I hung out.
You can
out
go
with,
float around.
Yeah, you floated. I floated
Kids
around.
Kids do this more often now. Yeah. It's a float around thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, he was the guy that was, like, holding the purses or taking care of the stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he wasn't.
He's not the man.
No.
No, okay.
I don't know. I feel like I would think he was the man if I, like, rolled up to prom with seven girls. I think it's cool.
Well, here's the thing I wanted to ask you guys, your opinion on something. So my daughter, Julia, is dating this guy, Nick the Stick. His name's Nick. I call him Nick the Stick. Now my
Because he's skinny.
Right. He's tall and skinny.
He's a nice guy, though. You like him.
Very nice young man. In fact, you guys would have been really proud of me the other day. He had the tuxedo, right? And it's all these girls. He's like, Scott, I don't know how to put this on. So I showed him how to use the cufflinks. I showed him how to use the little fancy buttons on the shirt. And then when he wanted me to put the corsage on, I put it on the wrong side.
Of course. Mm. But, nice.
But my other daughter, Jillian, at Boise State, she's dating a guy. And let me tell you what this guy's name is. Now, remember, here's Nick. I call him Nick the Stick.
Mm-hmm.
Jillian's new boyfriend, Mitch.
I just got you that. It took me a second. Yeah.
Did everybody in their car just immediately yell out what rhymes with Mitch? If you're Nick the Stick, then you know what Mitch is.
It took me a minute, but I get it.
No, it didn't take me a minute at all.
I got it right away.
And it ain't Mitch the Witch. You feel me?
What does she say about this?
Now, which daughter is this?
This is Jillian.
So Jillian, does Jillian walk all over him?
Hopefully.
George, in the early moments of a relationship, the woman does not walk all over the man yet. It's only later in the relationship where the woman steamrolls the man.
She's your
kid, you would know.
No, I think she's trying to, you know, reel him in, and then she'll steamroll him. So not yet. But he will at some point earn that nickname. There is no doubt.
I mean, if she learned anything from Rachel. Yeah.
Right.
So what was the advice you needed from me?
Well, what do you think I should do? Should I not use that nickname?
Yeah, No, don't emasculate him.
Unless he turns into a complete jerk.
Right, then that's different. Then you could say it after the fact if he's a jerk, and you could just say it to her, so that way she gets rid of him.
But it's just it's a rough name to have when your father is always like using.
I didn't
nicknames.
Realize they're still making Mitches.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying.
I think
so
it's
is it short for Mitchell?
I don't know. I only know the dude is Mitch. Mitch the you know what.
I feel like it's recycled itself, you know?
Yeah. There was, back in my day, they weren't making a lot of Mitches. So.
Yeah,
it's like an old but new again. You know, soon you'll be getting Barbaras and Bettys again.
Really? I almost said that too. Like when you said Mitch, I'm like, oh, I had a
You mean Mitch the. That's his nickname. That's now his nickname.
Is Slee there?
No, not yet. He has not connected.
Oh.
Come on, Slee. Do better.
Oh, okay. We'll talk to him some other time.
Do better,
Slee. I'd love to hear Slee. Well, Cappy, listen. Just, be nice for a little bit.
I'm going to be nice to Mitch the you-know-what.
Yeah.
Be nice, Cappy.
I'm going to be nice for a little bit.
Mitch the snitch.
No, snitch doesn't work.
Yeah, I think it could work.
It could work if he becomes a snitch.
If he's, because I know she's not flying right now. She's still afraid of flying, right? So maybe he's going to be the one driving her. So that's nice. You don't want to call him that.
That's true.
Right. Maybe he is a good guy.
Maybe he, yeah.
Just saying,
maybe
Cap.
It's her future husband, Cap.
Well, oh, she's my too goodness. Young, girl.
No. I mean, my parents met when they were in college.
I mean, my parents met young, too.
Yeah, my parents.
You never know.
Anymore.
You never know.
I know. But Mitch. I mean, I got Nick the Stick, and now I got Mitch the you-know-what.
Mitchie. That reminds me of, Dazed and Confused?
Mm-hmm.
When Mitch was the kid that they whacked him with the 2x4s, the paddles.
Oh, that's right. They did. That's right.
He was the freshman.
Yeah, because, and that was Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was going after him.
And he was like, Mitch. Mitchie. That's what I remember when I hear the word Mitch.
All right, look, I'm just saying this. I just want to give one last thought here as we get ready for tomorrow, which is game one. Lakers in 7.
All right, fair enough. Cappy, great job today.
Outstanding.
I'll talk to you from Denver tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Great job, Lindsay and Laura. We'll talk to you mañana. Slee, Lakers talk next.